the Hillcrest Motel, which is across the street from McDonald's Trading Post out toward on the old Lubbock Highway. I went yesterday morning and had Stephanie's picture made, and then today I went back and saw the proofs, and they sent out coupons and two to a house. And so I had her picture made with a koala bear that she gave her, and then my picture made. And hers was pretty cute, but the one that I picked for the 8x10 of me wasn't very good at all, and the other one sure wasn't. And anyway, there's under no obligation, just like all these other places that you have, you know, your picture made and everything, to buy any more, except just you pay when you have the picture made for the 8x10 or the little ones or whatever that they're making. And then you can choose the others if you want to, like maybe an 8x10 in a packet with a 5x7 and 12 billfold. But they really are high, a lot more expensive than what you can send off to the places you have your film to have, you know, pictures blown up and things. And anyway, I went this morning and looked at them, and they just really weren't that good. So I told him, well, that I'd just take the two 8x10s that I'd already paid for, and that would be all. And just before I told him that, well, a lady had come in to see the proofs, and she'd just taken the two. And so he got real quiet, and so he kept trying to talk me into taking more, and I told him no, that we had so many of hers that really there wasn't any sense in it. And so, boy, he took the proofs in when I handed them to him, and all the proofs that he had made yesterday, he just took them and tore them into little pieces and threw them in the trash can and didn't say anything. And he took out the negatives and he tore them up and threw them in the trash can. And he said, I don't know why people won't buy my pictures. And I can't say it like he did, but Elsa, I just about cracked up. And I just nearly said something to him, you know, real tacky, you know, but I didn't. And so he shoved the piece of paper across for me to put my address on it, because they mail them to you and it'll take about 3 weeks. And so then I got up to leave and I said, well, thank you very much. And boy, he didn't say a word. He was just sitting there, you know, looking at the table. And you could tell he was so mad. And I came home and told Terry, and she just couldn't believe it, because this is a different guy from this Jack Taylor studio this time than when she had her picture made last year. And she said the man that did it last year was so nice, and he just didn't insist that you take any more than what, you know, they advertised at all. And they were so good, and he just worked with she and two of the other girls on their poses and things, and this man, you know, just didn't. And she said, boy, I'd have said something to him. And I said, well, I started to tell him that I guess that he'd just worked with little kids so much that he'd begun to act like them, but I didn't. I just went on out in the car, because all I could do to keep from laughing. But people are funny, I guess. What have you been doing since you got back? I know that you've been real busy and working your poor head off, I guess, and I can't believe that you have a platoon leader that makes you spit shine and everything so much, especially being over there and all that stuff. Gracious, no wonder you were upset. If you think I'm yawning, I really am. I'm sleepy and I need to go and take a nap, I guess. But if Stephanie is still down when I finish the tape, well, I'll go in and maybe lay down for a while. And then when she wakes up, we'll go and mail the packages to you. Let's see. What can I talk about now except R&R? Oh, I just can't believe that we just have about 78 more days left, and that you'll be home, and that it's already just one more week and the end of August will be over with. I just can't believe it, and I just hope it keeps going this fast, because if it does, then it won't be very long at all till you'll be home. And just to think that, oh, with the end of August, that you'll just almost be here. I know Darlene's just standing on her head, because here it is Thursday and David's to be in Saturday, if not before. And I wish I knew if he was or not, because I know she's just so excited. I'm so far behind on my letter writing, and I need to write so badly. Maybe one of these days I'll get in the groove, and I will. I've got those 6 ditty bags to make for the boys, you know, in Vietnam for Christmas, where our club is making them and filling them, and they have to be off by August, and we're supposed to have them made by Tuesday. And we set up different committees, like to cut them out, and then girls to sew them up, and I'm on the one to sew them up, and I'll be glad when I get them done. I could do them probably in no time if I just sat down and do it, but I haven't so far because I've been too busy. I hope you enjoyed the paperbacks. I don't guarantee how good they are since they were so inexpensive. They're probably pretty cheap material, but I thought maybe you would. And the cookies, I hope, stay real moist and don't crumble or anything. Would you send me your R&R discount card, you know, that they gave you so that I can have it for the scrapbook too? I've got all the stuff together and I've just got to get busy and put it all in before too long, especially before you get home. Because I go to show everybody and I have to dig down through stuff and things. Terry was real proud of her grass skirt and it looked real cute on her. I hope you get the pictures pretty quick and that yours come back that you mailed. And if there are some in there that are you think that I might enjoy, well, send them to me. I had a couple of duplicates made of some of the pictures to send to Deanie and to give to Mother and to your mother. And then I had one of you holding Stephanie in her little red outfit blown up to an 8x10 for $1.99 and to give to your folks because they thought it was so cute. And it's supposed to be back tomorrow. It might be here today. I thought I'd call and check in a little while. Oh, Elsa, I love you so much. I just really, really do. Terry sent off for three articles on your honeymoon night and sexual fulfillment, and then sexual fulfillment part two. She ordered them through the Bride's magazine that she takes, and they're real, real good. And I think she's read them all, and so then I'm starting to read them. Who knows, I may just learn just a whole bunch, and you'll be so surprised when you come home. Don't you know I will? I could learn a lot more, I'm afraid. I'm pretty dumb at these things, you know. But I told you that I'd gotten our books down in the letter today and was reading and trying to figure out some with a sheet that the Dr. Hands had given me, you know, that shows the different positions like I'd been mailing or sending to you before R&R and explains them in the books. And I thought then when you came home that we might try them because it won't hurt anything, that's for sure. I just hope that you've enjoyed this tape. It's not very newsy, I'm afraid. Because I don't really know too much to tell you, except I do love you and I miss you and I loved our R&R. And every time I look at my watch, I think of you. And just every minute of every day, I think of you. And I'm so proud of you, Elsa. And you just mean so very, very, very much to me. And I get so aggravated sometimes in my letters because I just can't express myself and I can't think of the words that I want to use to tell you just how much I do miss you and how much I love you and how much you mean to my life. And like I've said before, you are my life. You're the main thing in my life. First comes you, and then comes our lovely, sweet, darling girl. She's so precious. And I just tell her, since we got back off an R&R, just more and more things about you, and keep on talking to her about you. And you just don't worry about it, because she's going to love you so much, because there's so much there of your love to give that she'll return it just in no time. And it, within the first week that you're home, it'll be just like you've never been away from us. I love you, Elsa, and when you get time, send a tape. And just remember that you're in my prayers every day, and I love you so very, very much. Stephanie Dustin.